From the Ingalls Studio, welcome to the award-winning Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, April 13th, and happy 77th birthday to singer Al Green.
Let's be together, loving you.
I'm Keith Ippolito, and here are the stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Cherokee school students place at regional 4-H competition. Cherokee County seniors named Georgia Scholars. Cherokee school students earn honors in Adobe Express Challenge. We'll have all this and more coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe. Life's a constant hustle, and at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority. Cherokee County School District students excelled at the regional 4-H competition, with one student, Callie Reynolds from Creekview High School, advancing to the statewide contest. The 4-H program, supported by the UGA Cooperative Extension Office, fosters skill development, teamwork, leadership, and community service. Reynolds qualified for the State 4-H Congress in the Sheep and Meat Goats Project area. Numerous students from grades 4 through 12 earned top honors in various categories, showcasing their talents and achievements. These achievements reflect the dedication and excellence of Cherokee County students in the 4-H program. 8 Cherokee County School District High School seniors have been named Georgia Scholars, recognized for their excellence in academics and community involvement. The Georgia Department of Education program honors seniors who excel academically, participate in extracurricular activities, and demonstrate leadership. Among only 177 seniors statewide, 4 students from Creekview High School, 2 from Etowah High School, and 2 from Sequoia High School received this honor. Each Georgia Scholar will receive a seal for their diploma. State School Superintendent Richard Wood commended these students for their achievements and contributions to their communities. The Cherokee County School Board and Superintendent Mary Elizabeth Davis will acknowledge these students at an upcoming meeting. 9 Cherokee County District students were honored in the Adobe Express Challenge, sponsored by the CCSD's Technology and Information Services Division. Participants demonstrated creativity and digital skills by creating digital snow globes with animations, music, narration, and background effects. Winners were awarded certificates and ribbons. First place in the K-2 category went to Parker Hott, and third and fifth grade category to Bryce Gilbert. Natalie Pollard secured first place in the 9th through 12th grade category. These students showcased impressive innovation and creativity in their entries, earning recognition for their talents. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. Back in a moment.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the Metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Woodstock City Council unanimously approved $212,000 for fiscal year 2024 merit pay raises for full-time and part-time employees. These raises, included in the city's $93 million budget, will take effect this month and cover salaries, Social Security taxes, and retirement contributions. The merit increases are based on performance evaluations from the previous year, with eligible employees receiving various raises depending on their performance compared to peers. City Manager Jeff Moon stated that 184 employees received merit increases, with only those hired before July 1st being eligible. Gerald Wright, a firefighter from the Cherokee County Fire and Emergency Services, has been promoted to fire apparatus operator to sergeant. His promotion ceremony was held at the Cherokee County Fire Training Complex, and he assumed his new role on March 31st. Fire Chief Eddie Robinson expressed gratitude to Wright's family and friends for their support and recognized contributions of fire service retirees and veterans. The department expressed confidence in Wright's capabilities and wished him success in his new role.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. Do you have questions about nutrition and food? You can reach out to me through the Ingalls website at ingalls-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingalls Dietitian, and dietitian has two T's, and find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian.
Starting April 14th, the Georgia Department of Transportation will begin resurfacing work on Interstate 575 southbound from milepost 20 to the start of the interstate in Cobb County. The right southbound lane will be closed from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., weather permitting. The project aims to resurface all lanes in this section and is scheduled for completion in late 2024. Work will occur overnight from Sunday to Saturday. Motorists should anticipate delays, drive cautiously, and reduce speed in work zones. For real-time updates on work status and traffic conditions, individuals can call 511 or visit 511ga.org or download the Georgia 511 app. Holly Springs is considering allocating its remaining $2 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds for various projects, including roads, stormwater infrastructure, and public safety operating expenses. The City Council discussed the resolution on April 8th with plans to vote on April 15th. The city received a total of $5.7 million in ARPA funding from the U.S. Department of Treasury, with half awarded in 2021 and the other half in 2022. The funds must be obligated by the end of 2024 and spent by the end of 2026. City Manager Rob Logan stated that previous ARPA funds were used for public safety and stormwater projects, emphasizing the need to encumber the remaining funds for expenditure within the specified time frame. We'll have closing comments after this.
Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race, this April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Petrie Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Petrie Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss.
Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings, like the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the Community Podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News Podcast. Get more on these stories and other great content at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Giving you important information about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us on our next episode, and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.